Red FM.
Yeah, the usual effective but not pretty. I think the positives from it were that, you know, it's a classic potential banana skin, that place. It really is. I've never been in at an international game in a ground that was so modest. The pitch actually wasn't as bad as people had feared in advance, but it is very tight. There's an unreal atmosphere in the place, and it's just the sort of setting that's ready-made for some kind of upset or a bit of giant killing. What was encouraging was, I think, Ireland's start to the game, and Trapattoni has been saying this since we got back to Dublin. The first 15 or 20 minutes, they really, really went for the jugular, which is the way to do it against a team like that, rather than giving them any chance to get notions above their station or a sense that they might be able to contain. So the early goals killed the game off effectively. The disappointment, I suppose, was that Ireland didn't add more. They certainly had plenty of chances. Robbie Keane alone had three or four decent chances. But as you say, it was job done. And unfortunately, we know Slovakia couldn't do Ireland the favour. That would have made Tuesday's game against Armenia a game that would decide qualification. So instead, we're facing into a playoff for the playoffs. But that's where we're at.
Now, you've been at the press conference today in Tala. What's Trapattoni's mood? How did he see last night's game?
Well, like the rest of us, tired. You know, ridiculously long journey back because of this decision which was made by the Irish management team, Trapattoni, Marco Tardelli, to travel back from Andorra by bus to Barcelona late last night, which was a 3-hour journey and then a flight, and there was further delays. So it was I think quarter to seven this morning before everybody got in. So I mean, Trapattoni himself looked a bit tired, but his mood is generally quite positive, but then it always is. You know, what he wants from Ireland on Tuesday is that they start the same way that they started against Andorra, but that they maintain that. And he said he's not for 1 minute going to fall into the trap, pardon the obvious pun, of playing for a draw. As you know, a point will secure a playoff place for Ireland. But he just thinks that's with that kind of mentality going into a game, you're just looking for trouble. So he said Ireland will just go for the win, and he wants them to start really high tempo. But he recognises the threat of the Armenians. I mean, when you think about it, this game is boiling down to a match between a team that's on a run of clean sheets against a team that's on a run of scoring goals. And I suppose the bonus for Ireland, albeit they will go out to try and win it, and I certainly think they'll go out and try and get an early goal, the bonus is that obviously as long as they keep another clean sheet and extend that run to 9, then that means they'll go through into the playoffs. But it's going to be a much more severe test, needless to say, than last night in Andorra. Andorra was tricky for reasons that hadn't so much to do with the Andorrans as to do with the setting. Tuesday will be tricky, precisely because this Armenian team is fast, technically good, and their confidence is high. I mean, they're flying. I think Ireland were probably lucky. If you remember, it was Armenia when the fixture draw for this group was being put in place. It was the Armenians who objected so much to various possibilities for the schedule that UEFA eventually stepped in. There couldn't be agreement amongst the teams and imposed a fixture schedule. And it has actually worked out to Ireland's advantage because obviously Trapattoni's team went to Yerevan in the first game before the Armenians had even begun to realise their potential and got through a Keith Fahey goal what can now be seen as a really valuable 3 points. As the whole campaign has gone on, the Armenians have just gotten better and better. And so it's been fortuitous that fixture schedule means the return game and the last game and what's now going to be a decisive game is actually in Dublin. I don't think anyone would fancy going to Yerevan at this stage of the campaign, given the rate of progress of the Armenians.
Liam, is there any changes you'd make for Tuesday? I know Stephen Ward is suspended. I know Robbie Keane, there's a doubt about him as well. Is there any changes you'd make to that team? Is there an argument made for Keith Fahey's inclusion from the start?
I think, yeah, I'm not sure about Fahey over Glenn Whelan. I understand the argument people make about Fahey's greater range of passing. I'm not sure that would make such a vital difference in this game. I personally would love to see, it's not going to happen, I'd love to see Seamus Coleman brought in, because I think if Ireland do need to get that sort of high-tempo start,